not irresistible ego has left a streak of broken heart. Each night he robs a different grave, another heart mends. Last night the bride of Frankenstein, oh Frank will break his bend. Irresistible ego is suave and debonair. He leaves the girls all crying. He really doesn't care. He started out this graveyard groom with his many love affairs. But now he has more women than Wolfman has got heirs. Irresistible ego, they all dig in. The chamber of horrors, he'll always be the head. Yes, irresistible ego, the ghoul of broken hearts. Her ego is a carrot, where you melt and gate her, knock 'em dead, boy. You've not what it takes.
Story was kind of dumb.
Yeah, I saw
the
that.
Long
that,
molar man
that movie thing. I think.
Oh yeah, I saw, yeah. Yeah.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, my surprise,
he did the mess.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mess.
It caught on the flash.
He did the mess.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east,
wow,
to the master bedroom where the vampires feast,
wow,
the ghouls all came from their humble abode,
wow,
to get a joke from my electrode.
They did the mess.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. Zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. Guests included a wolfman, Dracula, and his son.
Hi, Pa.
The scene was rocky, all were digging the sounds. He got on chains, back by his baying hounds. The coffin diners were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drax's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. He opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mess.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mess.
It caught
on in a
flash.
Let's get smashed in the graveyard, baby.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool.
Everybody does it.
And my monster mash is the hit of the land.
No one messes with you there. Come on.
This mash was meant too. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
And you give it.
Or, Zachary in this case.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you give it.
You catch on in a flash.
Then you give it.
Then you can monster mash. Now all together.
The horrible burning smell of rotting flesh. Oh, the police is coming now. We shouldn't have gotten, you know, they're worried about stuff like that.
Have a hot buttered rum martini. It sets off this horrible chain of events.
It's a horrible chain.
It sounds like a bunch of lawn gnomes on LSD.
lawn gnomes on LSD. Hey, I saw the largest lawn gnome in the world, and then when I went back, it wasn't there.
As if giant bees were attacking.
They sold it to someone, and it was carted away. It weighed tons. It must have been a difficult procedure. At least K-Rob and Robin Coomer and I got to see it and get our pictures taken with it. And they must have put it on a train and taken it all the way back.
He zoomed his pickup truck away, and he wasn't attacked by
Chuck Hucklebuck may have brought his truck. They could have taken it in the truck. But it's probably on a fat, flat car right now.
We can recollect the most important.
I can recollect if you can recollect.
Well, see how we can
rightly recollect what you recollect.
More like I can recollect what I recollect.
That's set it.
All our experience apart.
I shouldn't have left the ants in here.
The ants go out, the ants come in, the ants crawl over your writhing skin.
That's right. If you don't like to have your flesh ripped by the mandibles of fire ants...
As I said before, it's not the mandibles that do it, it's the stings. You see, your fire ants are actually large wingless wasps. Like getting stung by wasps? Well, these ants are even more aggressive. They don't have wings, but they sure have stings.
Oh, no, it was the ant from Uncle.
That was a pretty good picture.
And now the drug buying. Let's see how the simple process works.
First, take one marijuana cigarette and one
drink. Yeah, that's what I was going to do.
Before the devil plays
I was gonna smoke some, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh,
everybody who listens to this show.
Of course, it's totally against the RV manual of solecisms and bad behavior. You heard me? Bad behavior.
No, I've had my suspicions about the guy for a long time.
I got entirely wrong there, Jack. He was diddling Marilyn Monroe. I wanted you to take it back. He was a great American. I'm not going to let any of you.
Well, he was a great American, but he can't take the fact he was lighting the load. Because of the
quiet, are some monitor needles.
There's that political conservatism being shoehorned in again, and I'm not going to stand for it. That's what put us in this problem here.
What's the metro?
Oh, the metro is
great.
It's
going to
send a newsletter.
If I thought that was the case, we'd leave the show.
Did he ever return? No, he never returned.
No, he never returned. He never returned. He'll ride forever through the streets of Boston. He's a guy who never returned.
You should be able to tell the difference by this time.
Weak-minded people and children often point out.
I think his infatuation with
oh, how wonderful.
Also both
how
well
splendid.
With K-Rob Bob Dobbs because
it looks like K-Rob is actually here. No,
and
not
now that
a hallucination.
We have articulated the obvious, let us move on to the more subtle portion of our program.
He says he's not here, but he doesn't fool me, no, sir.
With a positive plethora of
You just have to imagine the kaboing because we don't have that today. And of course, the shaft of sunlight just streaming through 93 million miles of interstellar space to blaze fetchingly upon a baby's bombosity.
You burned my baby's bottom.
The Metro is an entertainment newspaper.
If you go into the
plugs to rival news organizations in our program, you should understand this is listener-sponsored radio. But if you have something...
How about that microphone number two? Is that the one that might do?
Oh, yeah. Hello.
You sound like you're coming through. I told you K-Rob was here. I said K-Rob was here.
Virgin bullet.
And here's the bee.
Radio.
Busy as a buzzing bee, or as a writhing heap of fire ants, otherwise known as wingless wasps.
Radio, you can tell the truth on your life.
Gary, can you just cool it? Can you just cut it out? Just for a second. That's all I
need. One of these
Now he's going to put on his earphones.
One second is over. You will resume the
Yes, when I say K-Rob, it's a possibility. It is. Actually, I didn't say it. But it's still a possibility. I don't know if you got my phone message, but you know, Relodio is supposed to be seething with fleas, and I don't know. You want to go in anyway? Maybe get a guest? The more of us are here, the fewer flea bites we'll all get if we all pack into there. The fleas will have a field day, and
see your own reflection.
I don't know. Or we could get a vacation, but we had one last time. We had
the thing is like the fleas are because of the cats, right?
Yes, I know. I tried to tell him.
And the cats are never downstairs.
Well, but fleas from cats jump onto folks who go up and downstairs, and they are carried downstairs, and then the flea is on you and me, you see?
But that would mean that Sarah would be the one bringing them down, right?
I hate to make such an accusation. Fortunately, I don't think she's listening. But the deal is, I told them they should do it like I do, which is you get a flea comb, a metal flea comb, and you comb the kitties. And for about 20 seconds, the fleas are struggling to get out of the massive cat hair in the old flea comb-a-rooney, you see. And that's when you knock them into a jar of water that you have prepared. And in that water, you have a little bit of detergent. Otherwise, them fleas can hop right off the surface of the water. And oh, how nice it is to watch them sink down, down, down into that greenish water,
yeah,
never to return. Each one that you kill,
you're soaking in it, Madge,
destroys 1,000 generations of fleas and their eggs. Otherwise, if you put a flea collar on the animal, they just find somebody who doesn't have a flea collar. And guess who that is?
Me.
And me. Uncle Halverton.
Because we aren't wearing flea collars ever.
And my problem is
the friendship bracelets, you know.
Well, they're toxic. You shouldn't. The flea collar is a stopgap measure from people who don't have time to spend on their pets. But my experience is the cat loves the special attention to be combed with the fine-tooth metal comb available at all pet stores.
That
the fleas
correct.
Get caught in there. The cat loves the routine. The fleas are gone for good as long as the cats go in and out.
They don't want fleas on them either, you know?
Yeah, they want them off, but they can't talk and say, "Hey, stupid." Well, maybe they wouldn't say that. They might say, "Why don't you comb us with a flea collar like that guy on the radio says?"
He was talking some good sense, and you weren't listening to
it. You have to do it periodically. But when the cats go in and out, they get fleas. You know, when I first came to San Francisco in the 70s, I had a little place over on Hayes Street.
Yeah.
And it was cool. The rent was $75 a month. I thought, how will I ever pay that? But I started getting these bites. And I'd say, "Hey, what's up with these bites?" And they said, "Oh, don't you know? It's flea season."
Yeah.
Flea season? What the? And then I found out we're at sea level, which might as well be called flea level. If you live up in the mountains, or if you're in Reno or Tahoe or something, no fleas will manifest. But down here, they love it.
Yeah.
They just love it.
I get you.
Anyway, that's my 2 cents worth.
But I don't have a kitty, so there's no fleas on me.
Not now, but a couple might jump on you and bite you. And there was that whole thing where I was suspected of having bed bugs because of the bites. So I got tossed out of Don and Tracy's. I couldn't finish my painting.
Yeah.
Although Robin did say, I went on a trip with her. When she saw the bites on me, she said, "Those don't look like bed bug bites to me. They look like flea bites."
Okay.
And then one of the cartoonists,
I mean, if I get a couple of bites of, like, it's not going to be the end of the world.
Oh, but
know?
It itches. It itches.
Yeah,
it's,
but it's not like
it's
so
a fiery itch and a welt, that red spot, and you
no,
want to
yeah,
scratch
no,
and it, itch it, like a sumbitch. You know?
It sucks.
See this
but it's
hole?
Not so terrible that.
See this hole in my hand? That's a flea bite that it took forever to heal, but it left this crater
here. Okay.
Just imagine myself constellated with all those
cheesy. Can we douse ourselves
holes
with some kind of Like,
yes, lavender.
Lavender, yeah.
Or tea tree oil.
Okay.
But confidentially, my supply of tea tree oil is long ago dried up since we got rid of the fleas at my pad.
Yeah.
I do have some
maybe
lavender.
We should be on a regimen of lavender and tea tree oil.
Or we could eat huge garlicky sandwiches before we came.
Oh, there you go.
And be emitting unpleasant taste through our pores, and the fleas would go, ew, and jump away.
Right.
You know, I showed a movie. You know my show is defunct, right? I showed a movie.
Oh, no, I didn't know.
Well, the copyright robots came after us, and everything I was showing is entailed by copyright.
I thought
copyright.
You were making really extra carefully sure that
we
that
were, but for example, Negative Land used something that was in the public domain, and then when we used it, even though it was in the public domain, they said, "Uh-uh, this is from Negative Land," and we were flagged.
nice.
Yeah,
how
about that?
That's the best, yeah.
Yeah, so...
And then Negative Land promptly sued you, right?
No, nobody sued anybody, but the robots do it. It's not even a human. They can tell in the first second...
Oh, that's right, yeah.
...before it's over that you are using music which is tied up somewhere, and AI helpfully points out that it was done by the Squiddles in 1924 or something, and there you go. So
isn't there a movie where some guy gets arrested and it's all AI that's doing it?
It could be.
Like he's like, you're like, this is your crime, how do you plead, and all this kind of stuff, and it's an
THX 1138 has a trial scene somewhat like that.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, I did show from a movie by Luc Brisson about a giant flea in the streets of Paris. Did you see that one, huh? That giant flea, you know, it wears a hat and a trench coat, but when you look at him closely, it's pretty clear that it's a flea, and French women faint away, and the, you know, we just showed a little bit of it, but it was a... I've always been anti-flea. Let me just admit,
okay,
I don't like them. They've given me a lot of trouble, a lot of pain over the years, the scratching, the
but
itching.
But you're cool with Nazis, though, right?
Actually, no, I'm Nazi. I mean, I'm not cool. But I'll tell you this. Donald Trump is worried that everybody will forget him. That's why he's putting his name on U.S. currency and why he's changing everything to the Donald Trump
people
this and that.
People want to forget him. They don't.
But they won't be able to because just like the Nazis and Hitler, they'll be around forever.
Right.
It's a shorthand for bad government, for fascism in America.
Yep.
And whenever they want to do that, they'll just trot out a little bit of Trump stuff and there you are. But to the day we die, there'll be featuring Trump. And that's even if we manage to get rid of him. And no fascist ever gives up power. They have to be fought and killed. Like fleas, actually.
Yeah.
They won't just go away. Trump might go to Saudi Arabia or Russia or something. But I suspect he will tell his uncouth followers to kill. They're all armed to the teeth. Thanks to the other repubs.
Yeah.
ICE carries automatic weapons into airports to demonstrations. You know, it won't be fun. And even when it's
was
done...
Was it January 6th, like when they had the rally, they were cool with having the guns around or something?
Yes, but later Pam Bondi, she's gone now, said, if you bring a gun to a demonstration, well, you deserve what you get. Talking about the guy, the nurse who had was allowed to carry a gun, had a permit, had it in his pants. You know, they took the gun away, then they pushed him down and they fired 7 shots into his back and they were high-fiving each other. And he was denounced by our government as being a terrorist who brought a gun. He brought a gun to a protest. There's your peaceful protest.
Yeah.
And so there you are. But I'm telling you, I'm predicting Trump will always be around. I'm sorry. I wish it weren't so. I hate him. I don't like looking at him. Everybody hates to smell him because he poops in his pants. He's an idiot. He forgets what he's doing. He falls asleep. He drools. He dribbles. You know, but he's going to be there. He's going to be there. Anyway, VJ says, so Relodio or not Relodio?
Okay, well, that's the question.
Yes, whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them on the radio. Or whatever it is. Broad, you know, internet radio, so-called.
Yeah.
Soi disant.
I guess it doesn't matter.
While I was doing this show, somebody came in and he left a huge pile of RV stickers. Do you see them over there? They're free. You can slap them on anything. Where did they go? I can't see them now.
Oh, I put them over there.
Oh, you put them over there. You didn't want to look at them, frankly. No, they pain you. They're a source of discomfort. But they're useful. You can stick them on things, just the way Bishop Joey sticks the St. Stupid stickers everywhere he goes.
Well, those are actually neat looking.
There are many variations.
Yeah.
Many, many variations. Hey, I got some stuff I can show you that I'm taking over to the cartoon thing at the tattoo parlor. If you'll just hold on a little bit.
I can't. Come on.
Who's going to fight the next war? What a wimp. No, just hold on. Just
maintain.
Maintain. They're looking at you. Don't let them know. Maintain. Hey, I'm not tripping. Oops.
yeah.
Give me just a moment. I want to show you.
It's the Ask Dr. Hal show, but it won't be for the next, 20 seconds.
You're here. You can fill in the gap. But tell him a story.
A story.
A story. Yes, as they say in the future, that's how they pronounce story. I'll be right there.
I was here last night, and some fellas came in, and they wanted to, go to a bodega and buy a six-pack and come here and hang out. And I said, I don't got a problem with that. But, the reason why they were coming up with that notion was the fact that they liked what I was playing and they wanted to hear more. But I said, if you like what you play, don't blink, because it'll probably change in about 2 or 3 minutes, and maybe you won't like the next song, and you'll want to...
Beer, said the fellas. Merry, merry men are we. There's none so rare as can compare as the music on RV. So here...
But
this
they
is
stayed for almost an hour.
Uncut so. Sheet of Popsicle Pete, the entire comic.
Okay, hold on.
It might be kind of hard to read because it hasn't been cut and slit and made into a comic, but...
Oh, wait, so this will be a mini comic?
Yes, it is a mini comic. Here's the original. You see? You have to fold it, though. It has to be folded in a complicated way that I've forgotten.
Well, let me look at this one.
All right, yeah, I thought you might like to look at that one. You can figure out which is the...
I don't want to hold it and break it.
Hey, what are you doing? I worked for hours on that.
I finally turned in my Ritual Roasters art, and that was a big relief. Let's see, I thought I had the corpse. The corpse in here, the exquisite corpse.
Yeah, boss.
Yes, of course. Dumb Bash is that character's name.
Feel something cold, boss.
And we're going to bring him back in other adventures.
What the Popsicle Pete... Hate to interfere, but this caper of yours will hurt drugstores, places where popsicles are sold.
Snow can burn your eyes, but only people make
a wave of intense cold emanates from Popsicle Pete and Popsicle in Pete's hands. Oh, wait, did I?
No, that's...
Am I doing it right?
So yeah, you're doing
here
it.
Here to here, and there it goes around.
You know, the way they're folded, yes, I think you're doing it. You'll get the idea.
Duh, yeah.
Plenty of duh, yeah, boss, from that character, of course. I didn't have room to put in where the little guy slaps him and goes, smack, smack, smack. Stop it with that. Duh, yeah, boss. You're driving me crazy. Duh, yeah, boss. Well, that'll be in another comic.
Well, you picked some good flavors for the popsicles.
Yes. Well, I intended a different ending, but you gave us the usual obscene ending. All these comics end obscenely. And we've got a good one. We're getting ready to.
Oh, and there's some sex too. Good.
Yeah, there's sex. Of course, I had to point out Popsicle Pete looks like a kid. If we make him having sex, we're all going to get hauled away. So that's why there's that little line that says Pete is 38 years old. I thought that would be better.
So he's like Mickey Rooney, 38 or something?
Something. Look at the way he is on the front cover. See, he was inked by Floyd there. Look at his hands. His hands are all wrinkled. And
oh, I get you,
he's sort of old, but you can't even for a moment suspect that it's a minor here having sex with Molly, that character who is the female criminal.
Molly the Beatnik, or
no, like Gang Moll, you know, she's okay. She's the female criminal, while Dumbash and the other guy whose name I forget.
No, Pete is 38.
Yes, they have popsicles rectally inserted. That wasn't my plan, but that's the way the cartoon crowd draws. Anyway,
well, they come lubricated, right? So they're lubricated popsicles.
But that whole idea of I feel something cold, boss, that was one that you gave me.
I gave you that?
Yes, when I was talking about Popsicle Pete.
Okay.
Then you came up with that line spontaneously. I loved it.
Okay.
Well, I thought I had I guess I don't have the exquisite corpse in here. Ding, dang it. Fling, flang it. I've just got all these uncut Popsicle Pete sheets. Okay. I can send it to you. Send it. As an attachment.
Like a text message or something?
No, you know, the exquisite corpse, it's done through the mail, and one person draws a head and then folds it and covers it up with another sheet, and you're on your honor not to look, but the neck stump is there, so you draw the shoulders and arms, and you send it on to the next person, they draw the waist, and send it to the next person, they draw the legs and thighs, and finally you draw the feet. Well, damn it, what
Popsicle
happened?
Feet.
No, not Popsicle Pete. This was a different thing. It's called The Exquisite Corpse, and I just finished it. I drew pretty good feet, if I may say so. I drew feet which were, they were good feet. They were like horrible shoes splattered with filth and a cow walking off and an outhouse and the hillbillies and a thing that said, "This is Trump country," with a huge smirking Trump and garbage all over the ground, mountains and pine trees. I mean, what can you do with feet? So that's what I did with him.
Trump has little hands. Does he have little feet, too?
One never gets to see Trump's feet. I think
but he's always standing in a strange way. Maybe his feet have something to do with it.
Well, he has trouble with balancing. He has trouble with following one thought with another. he goes back to, you know, that 2020 election was rigged and so on.
Right. If only someone just found votes for him, right?
Ah, here's, I believe, the original of that thing. So instead of a copy, I'm going to show you the original.
Okay.
It's right in here.
Down that dark alley. Just walk in there and you'll
no,
be fine.
No. See, nobody knows what the other person's thing looks like.
Oh, wow, okay, yeah. So and it's divided up into these four sections.
Yes, yeah. I'm going to try to get the cartoonists at Dermophilia doing this.
Trump country.
Yeah, I put all that Trump stuff in at the bottom by those feet.
Duh, yeah, boss.
Well, you can't keep a good line down.
Oh, this is great. Metamorphic mystically.
Yes, we did several, and they're all good. Let's see, I think my
girlfriend... Is there sex going on here, or is it just...
No, okay. I don't think so. Okay. There's a kangaroo sticking out of the pouch there.
I see what it is.
And yeah. Then right above that, like I think it's done by my friend Keith Joe Dick. And right above that, who did it? Maybe Bella Via, my love, in New Orleans, did that. So...
How long did this take to travel the circuit?
Well, that's the thing. Sometimes it disappears in transit. And, hey, I've been waiting to draw feet for 3 weeks. You know, what's going on? Oh, we don't know. Maybe it's the mail or whatever. Then it finally comes. And that's what happens.
Yep.
Double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
That speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue we shall prevail.
Whee!
Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor.
For the sighing of the needy.
Of the needy. Now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set me safety from him that puffeth.
Puff.
The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth.
You have anything to puff it on?
Oh, well, yes, I do. I kept meaning to get it out, and now I will, as soon as I do a wee bit of manipulation here of the equipment to make sure that we have something nice to listen to on the show. So please hold on, because this show is not wholly holy.
How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord?
Forever.
Forever?
That's right.
How long wilt thou hide thy face from me?
A good long time, I should say.
Counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart. Having sorrow daily in my heart.
Like women's wear daily, yeah.
Shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider... And hear me, O Lord my God, lighten mine eyes, lest
I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say, hey, you found a penny. You know, we went to the St. Stupid's March, and there weren't that many pennies to throw at the banker's heart during that ceremonial
thing. That's my favorite stop.
Yeah, they had to throw small change, because Trump got rid of the penny. He's really been damaging everything as far as he could, but, you know, our money system was started by Thomas Jefferson. Before that, we had the same currency as England did with pound notes and halfpennies and farthings and so on, and Jefferson said, why do we have to deal with this? We'll do this... this thing that's easy to understand of decimal series. You'll have a 1, you'll have 5, you'll have 25, you'll have a dollar, you'll have 5, and so forth. And that's, ever since then, it's been like that. But not only did Trump tear down the Jefferson colonnade, he's starting to mess with the money system. And just as everybody gets real desperate, that moron is going to be flooding the country with money that doesn't have the Secretary of the Treasury's signature on it, but a huge dollar. Donald J. Trump.
It looks like a kind of a,
It'll be written where the Treasury Secretary's name is now, on the $1 bill and on other bills.
What's that machine that you hook up to make sure if you're lying or not?
It's called the polygraph.
That's what his signature looks like. It's like a polygraph reading.
Well, he can barely write, and he doesn't read anything.
I guess that's why he says, I'll quit the war when I feel it in my bones.
He can't quit. It would look too bad. It would look like a giant
colossal fuck-up, which it is. This is not actual radio, so I can say fuck-up whenever I want.
But the longer it goes, the more fucked it is, right?
As he destroys bridges, museums, palaces. They're an ancient country. They're your ancient Persia. They're a country of 93 million people. They're not some little South American country or the island of Cuba that he can push around. But he doesn't know. He doesn't know anything. And now they're shooting down our planes, and it is being concealed. But other people, other nations can see that's what's happening. And they're capturing our airmen, but they won't be rescued because then Trump would have to admit that it was going on. But don't worry, everybody's going to hate America for a long time. We've killed thousands of people, mostly children, all over the world by abruptly stopping U.S. aid. No more Voice of America. No more anything that people used to admire us for. It's what happens when Republicans control all the branches of government.
Oh, the Democrats and Republicans are just the same.
Why could anyone be stupid enough to think that? Here you go. Have some of this. Why? You know, the sure Democrats give you Social Security. They give you Obamacare, health care. They give you national parks. They give you a pollution-free environment. Oh, well.
Well, the gas prices were too high under sleepy Joe Biden.
Who sleeps through everything? Mr. Trump. And the gas prices, have you looked at the signs? The price of gas affects everything.
It was $8 and something. And
everything has to be transported using petroleum. Planes need jet fuel. Trains, diesel trains, need diesel fuel. Everything is going to get incredibly expensive. Now, I know a cartoonist named Carol Tyler, and she produced a whole line of comics. She had all her comics on a ship. They're bitchy bitch comics. That ship was going through the Strait of Hormuz. A missile hit it. The entire run of her comics were destroyed. And that ship had a lot of other stuff supposed to go to America. So Trump can't do anything about it, so he leaves and says, all right, other countries, you take care of it, because you won't help me with my war.
Yes.
That and British Navy, indeed, your ships are pathetic compared to ours. And Hegseth chimes right in about our lily-livered allies. Our allies are not supposed to help clean up Trump's bowel movement. That the alliance is to protect that, you know, Europe from the aggression of Trump's pal, Putin. So, global war, mass pollution, all of it, death of animal life, polluting the atmosphere, enslaving the people. Of course, the Americans, especially the younger generation, think, well, we've always been free to speak our mind, so that's the way it's going to be. That is a hard one, right, when they want you to toe the line and you won't. Then they have imbeciles with automatic weapons breaking into your house and dragging you out into the street in your underwear in the winter. And furthermore, he said, if you elect me, the Dr. Hal party will make sure everyone gets free ice cream. Ice cream,
and
yes.
Root beer popsicles.
Well, if there only were enough, but unfortunately there is a root beer popsicle shortage, and that is Trump's fault, too. You see.
What?
Yeah.
All right, now I'm mad.
Have you tasted soda pop lately? It's not as good as it used to be.
Rape and slavery don't bother me so much, but no more root beer popsicles.
Ew, why are you drinking that watery brown popsicle? Well, because some people like it. How about that? Popsicle Pete was offering it, did you see? And blueberry, have you ever seen those?
No, but banana, blueberry, and root beer.
Banana is great.
Those are prime flavors.
Lemon is white if you look at the hull or the outer surface of the popsicle. That is a tasty one, too. But I think root beer popsicle and, of course,
you have to love the orange popsicle. That is the basis of popsicles. That is the popsicle. And it has
what about grape? Is grape one of those?
I never like grape anything much, but that is, yes, that's a flavor.
No, I mean prime, like original popsicle flavor.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
From the Popsicle Corporation. Did you see what it said on the cover of Popsicle Pete? A quiescently frozen confection.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That is what it says on every true popsicle wrapper. Man, there's nothing like a ice cold popsicle on a hot day. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And not to mention creamsicle.
Oh, there you
go. The strange offspring of a popsicle and ice cream that's also orange. And man, is it good.
Yeah.
But the thing is, here in SF, we have the delicious Mexican popsicles.
Mexican! Somebody call ICE!
But they're great. Like hibiscus. They have banana. It's heavenly.
Yeah.
They have all sorts of flavors. They have cahuate, which is peanut-flavored popsicles.
Have you ever had a tamarind popsicle?
Yes. Not exactly my favorite, but they have cherry, and they have mango, and they have bubble gum. How about that? It's blue,
oh, really?
And it's got a lot of bubble gum, which is floated to the bottom near where you're holding it with a stick. And so when you eat down there, you can chew the gum, or you can spit it out.
Really?
Ba-choo. Oh, yeah, really. I think it's available in the store across from me, the overpriced store, where I meant to buy candy for the cartoonists, but I was so much in a tizzy getting down here, I didn't have time to stop and mess about with the store. But the corner store up by Dermophilia also sells those candies, so I'll just go in there, buy mango and lychee, which are their favorite flavors.
I'd go for a mango. I liked lychee. There was a lychee candy that used to be about.
You mean those jello shot?
Yeah. I remember eating those and liking them, but there were other lychee variants that I didn't like, and I was thinking, like, maybe I don't like lychee so much. But discovering it was, this was like around the time of the Helco Burning Man.
Hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know about lychee treats before.
Well, that was before they banned and forbade the lychee jelly shots, when they made them illegal. Because some kid stuffed six of them in his mouth at once to show off and choked on it.
Yeah, so
they banned them. But if you go into the bodegas on Mission now, they still sell them. You can still get them. And if you go into Japanese grocery stores with all their marvelous junk food, they're in there too, including lychee.
Cool. Well, how many children will it take them to stop selling?
That's the Darwin Award in action. That kid will never spew his descendants in a grand emission. You know, he's involved in decomposing
like
because of his greed of eating those shots. Maybe he was bored. Kids get bored easily. They don't want to do what the adults tell them to do.
No, they're always on the lookout for the next best thing.
A huge...
Keeps them busy.
Yeah, right. Exactamente.
Well, you're old like us. You've already... You know what the best stuff is already, so you don't need to be bouncing all over the place trying to get it.
Well, that's one thing about growing older. You do develop your own personal taste.
Yeah. Like banana milk.
Have you seen any more of the Rosa Brothers banana milk anywhere?
I have, because when I went and got my ID card...
ID, let me see some ID.
There's a store, I think it's called Andronico's, maybe?
It's a mart, yeah.
And
a smart mart.
There's a Rosa Brothers section of the small glass.
You're making me want to drink some right now.
And it's like the perfect serving size, I think.
Yeah, you get it in a cool glass bottle, which is a collector's item. Not only banana milk, but also root beer milk.
They didn't have the small root beers, but they did have the orange cream, like creamsicle.
Orange cream, yes. And, of course, they've got chocolate and vanilla and strawberry. But anyone with any taste wants banana or root beer. Now, it goes without saying.
Yeah.
Don't mix yourself
only
up
the cool people
strawberry like Nestle's Quake and stop taking up shelf space with this silly.
I used to kind of go a little dingy for that.
Well, they have banana.
Strawberry Quake.
You know they have banana, right?
So banana Quake, like the powder for the
yes,
for the string?
Yes, they have it. You can get it in the grocery store.
Oh, wow, okay. Or you could just light it up and snort it, you know?
Well, yes, you could, but...
You ever just take it up the nostrils?
I kind of like the chocolate powder. They're good for making chocolate milkshakes. You put in vanilla ice cream and milk, and then you put in a spoonful of that powder.
Yeah.
You might put in a piece of a banana. A little banana goes a long way.
And you could pretend you're on the moon.
On the moon.
Eating powdered confections.
Well, I'll tell you. The Artemis expedition is not going to land on the moon, or it's not supposed to.
Really? They're not landing? I thought
they're not landing. Well, the original idea was they would build a special space station that orbited the moon, and everyone who went to the moon would stop there, get into a special shuttle that goes down to the ground and comes back up again because it doesn't use that much fuel. But Trump cut NASA's budget by 38%. Too late to stop this mission, and this mission goes on a long orbit around both the Earth and the moon. They'll be farther away from Earth than anyone has ever been. And it's a black guy and it's a woman. Another reason Trump hates it.
Yeah, I never liked those Matrix cartoons.
Oh, they just made that in Hollywood. No one went to the moon. Jesus wouldn't allow it.
A cow jumped over the moon.
Aunt Bertha has an anti-space record, but I think Doug lost it, but it was that was one of the ones she released.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one that talks about experiments?
No, that's one of the Aunt Bertha episodes, you know, which was on the old Dial a Story with Aunt Bertha thing, but this was a vinyl album that Puzzling Evidence got at a, you know, the big... sale that was at the Ashby BART station, the wonderful giant flea market that they got rid of. And he kept turning up these Aunt Bertha records, and because they were worth cost nothing, and because I'd been talking about Aunt Bertha, he got them. And so
right.
I'd have to paraphrase, I don't know the exact thing, but it's sort of like, I think these evil scientists are getting in my face by shooting out those rocket ships that go to outer space. To hear them talk, it won't be long before they hit the moon. And then, where will they go next? They'd better change their tune. It's not the moon we should try to reach, but the God that put it there. My brother drew a cartoon of the spaceship hitting God in the face. You know, and he's going, hey!
Like the voice of the moon? Like the when the rocket
no, it's,
went into
the rocket was
face?
Shot at the moon, but it somehow hit God. And, you know, God controls things outside the orbit of the moon. Everything below the orbit of the moon is controlled by the Deeble.
Oh, I see.
He is the prince of this world.
So is going to the moon like an affront to God because he it's basically heaven?
It is an affront because it's a god-awful place, but if you're going to go a long way in space, you've got to solve some problems. And the only way you can solve these problems is by living off Earth for as long as you can and see what happens to you. And then they discovered...
You go crazy.
Well, they discovered that the moon has been bombarded by micrometeorites for a zillion years, and these things go super fast. They hit the lava regolith of the moon, and they shatter it into little bits. And it's like the whole moon is covered with these tiny razor-sharp particles that never melted. There's no atmosphere. You know, it's like you breathe them, and your lungs start bleeding. You get them on your skin. skin, and they work their way into your skin.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah.
So they discovered a way to deal with it. They build into every spacesuit now a degaussing machine, which creates an electrical field which causes the moon dust to bounce off and will not adhere to the spacesuit or the person that's wearing it.
Oh, interesting.
And it's easy to do, and they've built it into the space suits, so they will be trying that.
Kind of like electrifying the hull of your ship, you know, to get like a parasite off of it or something?
Well, the electricity actually does kind of work. An electrical strip will discourage or even kill mice, for example, and bugs don't like to run across it. How about the electric fence that's used out in the boondocks?
Yeah.
Have you ever touched one?
Yeah.
You know, it's not much of a shock, but it's enough to startle you. And when a cow bumps against it and goes bzzzt, cow doesn't do it again.
Exactly.
I have to ask this question.
Buzz, yeah.
I have to ask this. Did you ever pee on an electric fence?
I was going to say. I said, no, I've never been.
I did.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. There's nothing like having electricity travel up the urine stream and zap you.
Oh, jeez.
Especially then after you do it, you get the other guys to do it. Hey, try this. You'll like it. Yeah. Ha, ha, he did it. You know. Bzzzt, you know.
So is that why you did it? Because it was pitched as a cool thing?
No, it was more of a scientific experiment.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Experimenting again. I told you that would happen. Every evil thing that ever happened was a result of experimenting. Now, that one is... it starts with
on God's fence.
Billy and Timmy are mixing up some chemicals just to see what would happen, you know. And then there's a canned explosion sound. Now, while they're busy mixing up the chemicals, you also hear a recording of a dog barking, like, yip, 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 yip. And then after the explosion, after the big boom dies down, you still hear it going, yip, 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 yip. So apparently it wasn't much of an explosion. But Aunt Bertha comes out and reads them the riot act, you know.
Of course,
yeah. We were just experimenting, Aunt Bertha. Experimenting again. And then every evil thing that was ever done was a result of experimenting. Like Adam in the Garden of Eden and Eve, they were experimenting. Look what happened.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
fall of man. It's all your fault, kids. Go out to the woods shed and cut me a switch and bring me a switch. The fuck I will. I ain't no electrician. No, not really. Just kidding. That part is...
So was it all apples or just that tree that was like designed as...
The whole idea that it was an apple comes from John Milton. It simply says in the old book, the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And that wasn't the only tree that was there that was special. There was also the tree of eternal life. And God thought, well, now that they know the difference between good and evil, if they eat out of that tree, they're going to be around forever. And so he drove them out of the Garden of Eden.
Oh,
these monster-like creatures, the Umin and the Thurman? Maybe it's Uma Thurman. Anyway, they with the whirling
Uma
sword, a whirling sword of fire suspended in the air. It's in the Robert Crumb book of Genesis.
No,
you
I
know,
guess, yeah.
humans couldn't go back to the Garden of Eden, which was located between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers, because of the whirling sword of flame and the Uman and the Thuman, and the angel with the flaming sword, right? So, I think I've said this before, in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, if you look really closely... In that first scene where they go to the restaurant and they do all sorts of bad things, they park their car wrong, they insult the dwarf who's serving them and so on, they create a big stir and they get thrown out of the restaurant. So they're saying, well, we don't need that place, and we'll get in our car, and they go to the
beach.
This
is in Vegas, right?
It, no, oh, it's no, no, in no, where no. they came from.
Oh, I see what you mean.
And I don't know where it is. Is that L.A.? Who knows?
It could be here.
But the point I'm making is if you look carefully, as they're getting into their car, two other cars in the background move aside, and there standing in the doorway of the restaurant they just left is an angel with a flaming sword. They're never going to be allowed back in that restaurant, you
yeah.
see. That's the point. But you have to, you know, I don't know what people think when they see that, but that's the point. Nestor Redondo drew for DC Comics his picture stories from the Bible, and that was a big oversized collector's edition. I think I have it somewhere if mice haven't chewed it or moths devoured it. And in that, the fruit looks sort of like a banana with a bulge at the other end. In other words, it has a very phallic look. But as Milton said, and as Crumb agrees, they had plenty of sex in the Garden of Eden. That was later confused by anti-sex zealots as the moment that they ate the apple, they started going at it. Well, actually, that did happen. The moment they ate the apple, they started going at it. But that's because, not because they discovered sex, but because they discovered a kink, which made sex all the more fun. Honest to God, I mean, yeah, God, exactly. And you can see, and it's well illustrated in the book, believe me, in Crumb's marvelous book of Genesis. What a masterpiece that thing is.
Yeah. When did that come out, like 10 years ago? Or?
I guess time travels so fast.
15, maybe?
Strangely enough, it came out at the same time as Basil Wolverton's illustration for the Bible. Ever see any of those?
No, I never saw that one.
Well, I can show them to you, but I can. The book I can't pull out. It would cause a million books and dinosaurs to fall down, but I also have a big album, or do I? Maybe the cartoon drawers over at Dermophilia have it. But I don't think they need it, because they have a giant folio-sized volume of Basil Wolverton's work. Do you know how big that is? The first books that were ever printed, Gutenberg's Bible. It's like so. This giant Basil Wolverton book that they have. Well, in the back of it, they have Basil Wolverton's illustrations of the Book of Revelation. And what it is he just goes crazy illustrating a horrible nuclear war with everybody dying and rotting and, he draws intricate detail into.
Yeah.
And so that's in Wolverton's Bible illustrations, but also you have the Garden of Eden, and Noah's Flood, although I love the way Crumb does that, the Tower of Babel, frustration of Nimrod and his evil mother, who is also his wife, the famous Semiramis. They say she was a hot tomato.
Hubba, hubba.
But Nimrod was the mighty hunter, who decided he would build this giant ziggurat-like thing. The tower was, the outer part of the spiral was the way you got up it, but the workers had to go higher and higher each time. And they built it pretty good, so it didn't just collapse like a lot of things like that. And that's why the Lord confused their tongues. All languages came from that incident. Frenchmen started talking like Frenchmen. Englishmen couldn't understand them. Germans started jabbering in German. All the workers went home. And that's what the confusion of tongues was. Now, who is it? What medieval English poet? Mallory says, the shadow of that hideous strength, 5 mile and more it is in length. The shadow is 5 frickin' miles long. Does that sound impossible? Do you know what the Japanese are building now? Have you ever heard of a space elevator?
No.
This is a concept that's been around a long time, and they haven't built it because they're worried about what would happen if something broke and the whole thing, miles long, fell down on everybody. But
is it like a tube that goes up incredibly high, or what's the?
It's an orbital platform, and an extremely light, extremely strong cable goes all the way down, and then instead of wasting a million tons of rocket fuel and rocket engines, you just zip up the cable and you're in the platform. They're actually building it.
Yeah, that's wild.
It has been proposed for many a year and first thought to be some fanciful, silly story. And who knows? It may be. I mean, how can they possibly... However,
It's going to weigh a lot. However, if it's attached to something which is moving on its own, which is simply falling toward the Earth but at a different angle and a different speed, you know, everything that's in orbit is falling toward the parent body, but it never gets there because the parent body is also in motion. The Earth falling toward the Sun and the Sun falling toward the galactic center, but on an orbit that takes us around and around. You want to see where the dinosaurs were? You can look up in the sky. And when you're looking at the Milky Way, you're looking at the other side. That's when we were over there, those hundreds of millions of years, as we go chugging along. And all the big planets, the gas giant planets, have orbit.